to sponsor a shiur. And our Bota Sari, please call or text Mr. Nachman Bogum at 312-641-307 for more information. Okay. Then the last week by the shiur, I mentioned that some people was a chiddush that by kiddush in the shul, when you eat normally you eat zayis and cake, and you drink wine, the chatchila best thing to drink more than a beer is a wine. To be yotze chol hadeis. If you drink less than a shiur wine, then there's a machlokes in the paiskim when you say al michem zaynis, can you include al gefen? And so therefore some shittas hold you shouldn't bechlal. Some people always shouldn't drink bechlal wine, not to run into a shayla. But what if you make kiddush at home and you eat your meal and you eat immediately your meal afterwards? Then to yotze chol hadeis is better not to drink kavias. So it shouldn't be shayla for making bracha achreina before he made it for mitzi. And if he's to make kaddish, so he has to drink etchim or lugav. Even the one who makes kiddush, he's mekaddish, he should drink more lugav and not drink kavias. But after the shiur, a number of people started asking what's the chilut in home, in shul, and so on. So I said, mitzvah Hashem, the next shiur, I will broaden, mention machloikas to those who forgot the machloikas. We mentioned, in the past shiurim, a important machloikas to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Eliashiv, and Ramosha, that if someone drinks less than a shiur, of Visa Yayin, or he drinks or eats, same thing also, let's say he eats fruits of the Zayin Minim. We were supposed to say Bechaz Ben Shalois, but he didn't have a shear. So the question is, he had a shear Mizainis, but he didn't have a shear of the eights, of the Zayin Minim. So if Shlomo Zalman printed in the Shmir Shabbos Chosai in Perek Nun Dalet Sifkot 9 Aleph, he says that you should only make only Alamichya. We had a kzais of cake, you make Alamichya. And Shadaf cannot say Alagefen Alates. Unless he's a Suffolk, if he drank a shir, he's not sure that I drink a visa, why not? A Suffolk had a kzais of priates. That's a Suffolk, then you kaila together. Well, let's say they had a beya. If someone, let's say, ate a beya, he ate, let's say, a whole grape, the way it is, with the pit. Sometimes the pit's edible, not edible, but he eats it the way it is. It's also soft, you can make a bracha achreina. Then you can kailal it in al michya. Because you don't find, this is Shlomo Zalman writes, you don't find anywhere that's mentioned is suffix if he ate, or it didn't have you only find it mentioned only if there's a suffix if he had a shear or he drank a shear. But it doesn't mention Shchanach if it's sure he had less than a shear. So Meili says you don't say he had less than a shear, less a shear of his yayin, then you don't say Allah nefenol eitz in that oifen. In the Sefer of Zaysa Bracha, in Perek Hay, page 48, he quotes from Bel Yashiv that says the same thing like of Shlomo Zalman. And the same thing speaks about the Eitz in the Sefer Yichavadas in Chedekvav Sim Yudalad. I heard from a Talmud from Bel Yashiv that he said even further. He says, you're not allowed to mention it. It's a hefsik. You're not allowed to mention it. Since a doctor should not say it. Since he's not chayiv, then it's a hefsik. So according to him, for sure you shouldn't even say it. Shlomo Zalman also, you shouldn't say it. For him, you're not allowed to say it. However, Ramosha in Tshuva, in Igus Moshe, Arichayim Chavik Beis, Simen Kuftes, he says, even if for sure there wasn't Shir Yayin, if you want to mention Al Gefen or Al Eitz, in Bichz and Sholosh, you're allowed to not, and he says clearly, it's not Sira Hesek. He says the best thing to do, to avoid Al Shaila, is eat a little more, drink a little more, to have a Viyaz, or eat a little more, to have a Kazayas. And if it's a Suffolk, if it's a Shir or not, then certainly Mechuv to Maisev, in the Bichz and Sholosh, Al Gefen or Eitz, whichever one agrees to. And send this piece out to Kafachayim and Simon Reshchez, Sif Katan, Sadik Dalit. So it comes out according to this. It's important machlokes. Every time you go to Kiddush, you say Al Mechia. If you don't have, let's say, you make Kiddush. So if you make Kiddush, you have the cup of wine in your hand, so it's easy to drink a Avias. But if you're sitting around the table and you're drinking a little bit from the wine, you're not going to have a Avias. So you're not going to have a Avias, you probably won't even have a Lugmav. So the question is, what should he say when he says Birchas and Shalosh, he had exaisa cake, what should he say? According to Abshalom Zalm of Yashiv, you say Al Michaka Kola, and don't mention word, if you have a zip of wine, don't mention anything about the wine. According to Moshe, you're allowed to mention when you say Al Michaveri, you're allowed to be Kailal also, you're allowed to be Kailal also Al Geffen, or Al Eitz, Al Eitz Pir Eitz, if it's Yad Lessing Zaisa, you're allowed to be Kailal together. So it comes out of Reina Gela Maisa. According to the Shitas, Adar Machma, it's brought down the Sefer Sebracha, he even brings down a Machlaikas, in Mitzchila, it's a Suffolk, Shir Eitz, are you allowed to put yourself into a Suffolk? Are you allowed to put yourself into a Suffolk? And he brings down most places can hold that you're allowed to eat or drink even Lechatzchila. Okay. So the Dina, there are basically three Shitas. Basically three Shitas. One Shita is, we make our Michya. If you didn't have a kzais, you didn't have a viyus yayin, you don't say ala geffen. You don't say ala geffen. You just say ala michya. But you're allowed to drink. Just you don't say ala geffen. The second sheet is according to Moshe, you could speak kaidal ala geffen. You could cut, even though you didn't have a shear, you cut ala geffen. The third sheet is don't drink at all because you shouldn't run into a shayla. You shouldn't run into a shayla. So Ramela Ladina, if someone wants to be machbe completely, he shouldn't drink at all. But if he wants to, he can be samachan Ramesha, and he can samachan Ramesha, and make al mikya and al geffen.
Is Ramesha saying you should or you could add an al geffen?
Depends. If you had a suffix, then for sure you should. And if not, you could. You don't have to.
What do you say to
machlekes? It's machlekes. It has to go not. It's not. Then essentially Shitotzai. But I don't want to get carried away right now. Shitotzai, Marshall, I just mentioned the Shaila. Let's say you're living in your chutzlitz, and you have guests from Eretz Yisrael. Come for Yontif. They come for you. Now when you make, so sometimes it comes out on Yontif, on Shabbos, sometimes by me it's still Yontif, and by him it's just Shabbos. Let's say Yontif comes on Shabbos for Ben Chutzlitz. But Ben Eretz Yisrael, It's very chalmud already. So they're being yotze my kiddush. Could they be yotze my kiddush or not? Because I throw in other things also. It's the same type of machlokes. But I'm not going to right now.
You
say no. Each one has to make own kiddush, right? Yeah.
The best thing in shul is to hear kiddush from the rav and not drink any wine.
I didn't say that. I said there's a shita like that. You could do like that. If you want to be machmi, you could be like that. But according to some sheet, right? Yeah. According to a mush, you're not playing safe. You could drink. You don't have to, right? You don't have to. No chiyuv. If you have biscuit, then they hold you dafka drink because they hold the bichas anenin. Then you should drink a little. Then it comes out of Iran. Even a mashu. The biscuit don't talk about it. They don't talk about the shayla. If someone asks me a shayla, how do I tell Medina? I tell like Ramosha. That they should make a mecha. And also, if you ask even a mashu, why do you say al geffen also? That's it. You're safe. Because then you have running around problem with the biscuits. You have a problem with this and this. But this is pretty safe. The worst it could be, it's a hefsek. So the sheet is a mecha. It's not a hefsek. Huh? Well, it depends how much of a biscuit you are. Okay? When it comes to eating, not everyone got biscuit. Okay? The biscuit got rid of other things, but now they got rid of this. According to the biscuits, you shouldn't even have kiddush. You should just make kiddush just on wine and have the suda right away. That's the shitas are going. All right. But I'm saying, but the people want, you can't claim you have biscuit when you're having a whole full size kiddush. You know, it doesn't work that way. All right.
They may not come in over the pop to make a brain impression.
You don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha.
It would be not coming if you're putting an al gefen in it.
We're making enough coming. I mean, according to them, you mean.
If you don't make an al gefen,
you never follow.
What do you make a brain impression? If you don't make it, I mean.
The yain is patas. Yain patas. It's a shah by itself. Okay. It's a shah by itself. What? Huh?
The first make
kiddush on Shnatz. Not. The only time you can make kiddush on Shnatz is the mechat.
But you don't come into the
Shnatz. Huh?
A revius of Shnatz.
Yeah.
A revius.
Yeah. According to some cheese, you have to have a revius. Can you take a revius?
I have a
revius. Yeah. You have a revius, you won't make a bach achrein anyway. Huh? Malugma, yeah. Huh? According to the Kul Zishit, probably is 3 ounces.
And the Mali Lugma, how much?
Is one ounce, 1.5 ounces. Machlokes, 1.5 ounces.
Right. Well, Rav Cohen was asking about it. If you had pop also, you had the wine, so you had, it was pop, your pop. So
yeah.
Now what do you do with the brain of functional? So if you're going to do an al gefen?
You run into a big shayla. You run into a big shayla because of the yayin. That's why it's safer to add an al gefen so it may be covered. Moshe, let's say if you have, you never, what do you do without brain of functional to water? So according to Moshe, you're pretty safe on many things, on many fronts.
Even a pachas mikashir and
you
make
it.
Even
a pachas mikashir.
That
will take care of that, yeah, yeah.
Also, if it's potter, the bracha rishon, it's also potter on the
bracha rishon. Right. So if you don't say, and notice he's asking a question, a very good question. If you don't say, I'll get for your machma like Rabbi Yashiv, and Rishon Mizam not to say, so let's say I drank pop, I drank soda during the Kiddush. Now the words, so usually when I say, I'll get for that pot is burning the flushes also. But if I'm not saying, I'll get for then it comes out that I might have to make a burning of flushes. Huh? So that's why if you go like with Moshe, then you put it on your search then.
But if you say Al Gefen, just throwing it in, and that's going to matter you.
Why not? Why not?
Al Gefen, but who you think Al
Gefen? Yeah, but I don't say Al Gefen, takes care of it, they take care of it. The Chabad says if you say Al Gefen, a part of the Bon Foshes. That's for drinking. Doesn't say that. Where does it say that? Okay. All right. Okay, now. Talk about another Indian, Minyan and Vice Indian. The Mechaber says in Arachayim, Simon Reish Tesiv Gimel, Kol HaBochos in the Stapik and Birch and Lav Enim Vach. If you're Mesupik, if you made a Shahakol or Eitz Adama Mezainas, you don't make live Enim Vach, live Betchil Vesef. You don't make a Bracha Vishayna, and now at the end, if you saw if you made a Bracha Achrayna, you don't make a, if you're not sure to say made a Bracha Achrayna, you don't say so. Why? Chutz bechas amazin. Except the bechas amazin. Why? Neishu shatayra. And the reason is because bechas was midaraisa. And the reason Mishbur speaks out in sifkat and test there, reish test sifkat and test sifkat and yud. Kol brachas adrabanan and suffer abanan say the kula. But bechas amazin, if you add kidei sviya, then the chiyus minatayra. The same thing speaks out the mechaber. And Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Siftes. This is the lashon. Im hu mesupik in birch hamaitzi im lav. If he's not sure if you made hamaitzi or not, ain't a chayzer mevach. You don't make again a bracha. Again, so the mishabur speaks out in Sifkat Memtes over there in Kuf Samach Zayin. Since birch hamaitzi is rabbanan, we say sveikel akula. And the same thing speaks out the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Then Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Katan Yud Beis, he says that even if you want to be machma and make a bracha again, you're not allowed to, because the bracha shein tzricha. And the Shatzin in Sif Katan Memches Maisif, even if you want to be machma, even though you're allowed to be machma, not to eat anymore, because you're not. However, that doesn't want to chashisha issa. However, since it's off with Yom Kula, you don't say again a bracha v'shaina. The same thing speaks out of Shlomo Zalman and Micha Shlema. Shalt Shuz Micha Shlema Chelik Al Simi Yot Ches Ais Ches Ladina. And it brings a strong riot to this. From Einen. Someone's like Eleno lost one of the Shiva Kroivim. So it says in Yodeh Shimem Aleph Sif Aleph that Einen is Pata from all mitzvahs. All from what does that say? And he's also Pata for making hamaitzi, bechas amazin, he has to wash in tzitzis dain because it's issa to eat while washing. So he can wash, but he doesn't make a bracha on Tisa Dayim, and he doesn't make a mitzvah, he doesn't bench. And the reason is, since the Ikechiyev Bichas Ananem is because Chachamim were Mechayev to Ahaydus Hashem before he eats the drinks. And Kozman, he doesn't make a bracha. He's like the Gemara says in Bracha Slamahim and Alps, Kilomala Gaza. Like he was Mael Behegdish, or he's stealing from the Bain Shalom. So Shlakim Shalom Zaman, all this is talking about when you Mechuyev to make a bracha. But when the Chachamim patted him, Al Safik Brachas, he's not able to call Issa. And Adraba, you're not to be Machma and to make a bracha because of Issa, the Raisa of Lysisa. You have Issa, make a bracha of Lysisa. And same thing, if you look in the Mishneh Berurah, in Simon Reish Tezrav, then it's Sifkat Nechav, and Shatzin, Sifkat Nesham, Sifkat Nalf, he says exactly what Shlomo Zalman says. Exactly, that you're able to Lysisa, if you're not Mechuyev to, and you're Machma on yourself to make a bracha, you get a bracha, you want the Chshash Avera of Lysisa. This is all talking Mikadin. However, in the Shechanach, and Paiskim say you should be careful. What do you mean careful? You should be zorin this. Even if it's Sabbath Sa'akal, you should be careful. And you should, he's very din about it. So what do you do? What do you have to be careful about? So the Mechaber says, in Reish Yud, Sif Aleph, Ha'aychal Parchas Mikazayas. If someone eats less than the kazayis, ben mipas, doesn't eat bread, ben shadvam. He eats less kazayis of bread, or less kazayis of any other type of food. Vashayis apachas avias, if someone eats less than avias, because avias you make a bracha achayna. Anything less than avias, you don't make a bracha achayna. Ben meyayim, doesn't even see wine, ben mishar, mashkim, or any other type of mashkin, mevara tchila bracha roi laisamin. This is all Lashon Mechaber. You make all the bracha Rishayna on these things. Alacha v'en v'kal. And after you make a bracha Rishayna, because even on a mashu, you make a bracha Rishayna. But la'achrav, to make a bracha Rishayna, ain't a mevar klal. If you don't have a shear, you can make a bracha Rishayna and not a bracha Rishayna. The yesh v'stapkin. Dr. Mechaber further. Some people are mesupik. Lo'yma al kol dava shupi yasai. Kengag shalonav. Let's say someone has a whole grape. Ayvimayn. There are some shittas in the Rishonim that if you have a barrier, a complete thing, then the din is, even if it's not kezayis, you make a bracha achayna. The kach says, ends up the mechaba, nochon lizor shaloy lecho barrier pachas kezayis. Eating a grape or any other type of full fruit, you should make sure that you have, it means when you eat it, you should be careful not to have less. You should not have less than the kazayis because you want to shail the bracha achrayna. And the Ramah is ma'isiv, make a beria elam racha k'mayshul. What's called a beria has to be complete. So Mishabur speaks out in Sifkon Zayin, hainim garam. You eat it together with a pit. So you have these green grapes. So you eat the pit together. It's edible. You have the red pits. If you take out the red pit, it's no more beria. You have to eat it the way it is. Afila says the Mishabur. I feel in my garden and the royal echo clown came out kapanum bala kulai. Even if the pit is not royal achila, like in the red grapes, still if he eats and swallows it with a pit, then you write a dinner of beya. But let's say, if I take out the pit from it, says the mechaba, lamika beya. It's not called, look at hagami menu, lamika beya. Some will call the beya. So, chaya, why can't you listen to Gazayas? Let's say, self above the hako. So you see the Mechaber sheet is that we can avoid it. There's a Nachon Lizoris. Better be careful. If you have a Safi Kazayas, eat a little bit more to have a Kazayas. Same thing you see in Mishabura and Simakov Samach Zayin Sifkat Mantes. After he brings down this din of Safi Kavi Bech HaMaitzi, we mentioned before that Safi Kavi Bench is set on Maitzi or not. So the Mishabura ends off. He brings down from the Achreinim. Miyun is down in front of the Misivasai. Acha Shavuot Lecha Pas. Let's say he's not sure if he made a mitzi, but he's sitting down and he sees someone coming now to eat bread. So she says Nachain She Yetzianu Bebichsa Mitzi. He should tell him, listen, you making now might be mitzi me, or he should promise to him. He should write to Bebichsa Mitzi. So you see from the Mishnebura we quote from the Achrayim that also you see the same thing. That the even though you say Pesach Basahakal, but still it's proper that there's an eight to get around it. So it should not be in the Shilos. It should make a bracha achreina. A person should do that. In fact, the Mishnah says it even further in another place. In Shatzian, in Kofayin Dal, Sifkot Memhei. If you remember, we spoke about a number of weeks ago. We spoke about Chloikas HaPaiskim. If you drink, let's say, soda, whiskey, other foods during the meal, do you make a bracha vishayna an or not? Is the Yaitu Ramaiti or not? That's three sheets in the Paiskim. And you should make a bracha. Amar ends off there in Sivzai, in Kofayin Dal, Sivzayin. Our meaning is any drink you drink besides wine, any you drink during the meal, you don't make a bracha v'shaina. The mighty part is it. So Mishbu speaks out in Sifkot Lamates, the item Nagal Hakol, the Veltz Naiti Meko, the Eshleim Amisvot is what to be semichan. However, if you look in the Shatzin, he says it's not poshut. He says since the Mechaba brings out three sheetas, since the Machlokes Apaiskim. So it's a Sveka Dedina. How are we paskin? Even though Ramos says it's Meko, why does Ramos say it? Says the Shatzim. Because some of the Hakel. That's why he says that. That's why you don't make a bracha during the meal. Nistama, that's Tamig. But if a person wants to install himself from a Sovik, says the Shatzim, he should take some sugar cube or something else, a Shir Kazayas, to eat it. So it should better be part of making a bracha during the meal. Also, same thing according to the Mishnah Berurah. Ask someone else to be Yetzir with a bracha. So you see, when you see Mefurish with an Eitzah, but if the Eitzah not to be a Shaila, that's what a person should do. Okay. All right. This is all talking, until now we're talking about, as a person, the Subba, if you made a bracha of Yishayna, so we send Ikad and Subba to Hakal, but a person should try to Nechai himself in a bracha achreina, not to run into shayla. However, what about a bracha achreina? What about a bracha achreina? Can a person eat lechatzchila something less than the kedayis? Not to make a bracha achreina, I can do something or not. if he still is mudach be a safek, if it's a safek, make a bracha achreina. Till now we're talking bracha achreina. What about bracha achreina? In the sefer, zaysa bracha, in the back, in the bir halacha, in Simon Lamed, those who want to look it up, it's page 297. He brings down a strong raya. Taisus and Brachas. Taisus and Brachas, Lama Zion Al says that if someone wants to chew chitim, not chitim, you know, cook chitim, the way it is, wheat, the way it's eaten. So the question, what bracha do you make on it? Huh? So what bracha do you make on it? He said, granola bars. We spoke about granola bars. That would be a good case. It's made from chitim. So it's made from barley. It's also. Huh? It's made from oats. Okay. It's the same case. The same thing. It's from the Chamishim Minei Dagon. So what do you do? It's a suffix. What bracha do you make? What bracha do you make? So the text is being down. There's some sheetas we're showing them that say, you should say, when you say Bif Mishal, and say, Amichla Akakola. You say Al Dama Ba Pri Adama. Taisa sheet is like that. So since it's a machlokes, what do you do exactly? So Taisa says you should eat it dafke b'teich hasuda. And suddenly speaks out the Taz and Sim Reish Ches Sifkan Heiladina. And suddenly speaks out the Magarom and Sifkan Yod. So it's mashma that from Taisa to eat something Al Das. Not to make the proper bracha tikkunai, you should not do it. You should not do it. Much we talk about granola bars. Granola bars usually comes in a granola bar, comes two sticks, no?
Yeah.
In a package comes two of them. So we said, one of them is less than a kezayis. Kulam, you don't make a bracha achreina. When you have one and a, I think in a quarter, one and a third, or something like that. Huh? I don't know exactly now. This is what Mbad Nesefer. He measured it out. So if you have just one stick alone, then it's for sure not the shear. So you can have one stick alone. But if you can have more of that, you want to shayla bracha, what bracha can you make? So some people hold on a granola bar, you make, we mentioned them as a shear. Some hold you make mezainas, and some hold you make, adoma. And Yashin hold you make a mezainas. You make a mezainas on a granola bar. It's my chalikas in the paiskim. However, in the sefer of Zaysa Bracha, quotes the interesting start from Eliashiv. In the page 298, he brings down from Eliashiv, even a year Shemayim should be normally machmir not to run into a suffix, but me'ika din, it's more to eat something that's a suffix, they'll cut and put you in a suffix and make al mechra by nefashis. And you make by nefashis mitam suffix. Yishmayim din to be machmir, but someone wants me'ika din, that's only Yishmayim. But me'ika din, a person allowed to put himself in a suffix that he, what bach makes al mechra by nefashis and makes by nefashis mitam suffix. And it's the gay alat lemaisa. People don't even think about it. What's in the gay alat lemaisa? Let's say eat wafers. Wafers has very little flour in there. Huh? Wafer. So you need to, let's say, 3-4 pieces, sticks of wafer. I don't know if there's a kazayis there. So it's a suffix. It's a suffix to you. So I'll pee in. You can make it by nefashis. Unless you eat a lot. Let's say if your wife doesn't want you to have too much. You say, listen, I have to have a kazayis. That's what I tell my wife sometimes. You know, she gives me one cookie. So I said, listen, it's not a kazayis. I'm running to Shai from Bach Achoyne. It's on the tape, okay. Okay. But however, so you suffix, that, one second. So suffix, you don't, you make it on your bun. If you suffix, if you add a shear kemach or not, then you have to have a kazayis or kemach. So then the din is, if you have a, if you're suffix, then you make a bar of fashis then. But chatchila, your shemaim should not be making himself this. To put himself the suffix. So she dafka, she dafka eat it pochus mi kazayis, for sure, vadim pochus mi kazayis, or eat a lot enough, a kazayis a kena, to make a bracha achreina. It's also in the gay, also cakes with pies. Sometimes you take a slice of cake, a pie, so it has mainly chocolate or blueberry or whatever type of pie. So you have a thin layer on the bottom, and you'd have a slice of it. And sometimes you don't have a kazayis a kemach. You don't have a kazayis a kemach, then you run into a problem of making a bun of baking al michya. So if you're mesupik, then you make a bun of fashis, because you have to make a bun of fashis on the other stuff. The blueberries and the blueberries might be make a bun. Also make bun of fashis.
Is that a kiruf to say that it's part of the yichlalim? When you make a
bun, that's a shaila. There's a whole machlokes. I didn't have a chance to get to it yet, but we'll get to Mr. Shem. When you have pie. Is the filling is it mitzarev together to bracha achreina? The only one who says it is the Mishnah Berurah. Everyone argues on the Mishnah Berurah. Everyone, the Ramaisha, the Satmar Rav, the Shabina Rav, everyone is it mamish is a dasi of Mishnah Berurah. And some people, and even the Chazanish argues. However, there is some people hold that even Mishnah Berurah is mighty. You don't, he didn't mean that exactly. Okay, but because it's serious in Mishnah Berurah. We'll talk about that.
The ice cream, for instance, Eskimo pies or snow cones, where you have very, very little mezonos.
We have ice cream cone. This is kazayis of we'll be talking about that. Do you make a bracha on the ice cream cone? On the cone part, do you make a mezonos or not? We'll talk about it eventually.
What
if you're like that'll make things a lot easier. Then you can start together. You have enough shear there. The Ramosha sheet, the Ramosha is done way around. Make our pirates and make our mechia. Then you can throw it in.
No, but it's your
rain.
Huh?
What? So what? It's main sholish. If you eat it, it's cured fig, but you make a. Huh? You bake it, he's not drinking it, you're baking it. Huh? I don't know if Ben Shor should say such a thing. All right. Mr. Shem, it's on the list. Mr. Shem will get to it. Okay. All right.
Back to drink for a second?
Yes.
Middle of the meal, not the drink.
What?
Drink in the middle of the meal, not the drink. It's during the week. There's no yin involved.
Yeah.
So, I've never rubbed some people to have a piece of candy at the beginning and make a shot roll in.
No, by Hamaitzi. So the question is it tuffel to the Hamaitzi or not?
Right, that's the question. Yeah.
So we hold it's tuffel. We hold it's tuffel, and that's it.
Not to be careful like this.
You don't have to be right, yeah. We hold it's tuffel. Okay?
How much credit is
it? Shredder week, we'll get to that.
Mishpura says you have a sugar cube.
Right, yeah. You don't have that way.
Isn't the case we have
Iker and Tafel? Iker and Tafel. I'm preparing like 2 weeks to share on Iker and Tafel. I just This probably next year. No, it's year afterwards. Okay, yeah. What?
Applies to bracha prime or does bracha shine?
Bracha shine, ikar tofel. There are three types of ikar tofel. There are three types.
Right. So if you didn't make a bracha, let's say there was mizainis, but it was tofel.
Zionist never comes tougher. Zionist never comes tougher. Okay.
Even
all
rice?
No, rice not. It's not commission in the dollar. We'll talk about sushi. We'll get to that. Alright. Until now we're talking about Sofer Bar Sohakel. Since Zechiv is only the Abadan. So we say Sofer Bar Sohakel. But Bechas HaMazen, if you eat Kedei Sviya, Yechai min HaTorah. If he's misufik, so therefore, if a person misufik, if he benched or not, if he had Kedei Sviya, then he has to make again a Bechas HaMazen. He has to make again Bechas HaMazen. However, it's not so poshut. Not so poshut. What is called Kedei Sviya? What do you have to eat to bowl Kedei Sviya? It's a Sviya has to be from bread alone, or you must stuff other things together with the pas to b'chai b'chas hamazayin. There's an interesting Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Sifkan D'chaveis. He brings on a Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch says, Shir Sviya is not Shav al Chaladam. Each person according to each person. Some people can get full from one piece of bread, and some people get bread only for three pieces of bread. It's telling each person. Each person knows what it fills them up. And like I said, like a bar knife, Steinman, the stomach taking one bite, you got filled already from it. You know, some people, we're telling each person. That's called Sviya. From the stomach, even Steinman had to have a kazayas. That must have at least a kazayas. So Shatim speaks out there in Sifkan Chafei, it's mashed from the Chinesh, that the person is an Ish Rasan. I say Rasan, I see it a lot. What's the word?
About time.
Say it in a nice way. What? What?
Glutton.
Okay, glutton person, okay? So he says, and he's not Saveya until he eats Achil Mariba. He's not Machai Minatera unless he's Sviyasai. He has to be Saveya. By him, having, you know, a whole loaf of bread, that's called eating. Less than that, he walks away hungry still. So it's not, the Sechiv is not Minatayr, it's only Minabonon. However, the Shati quotes Rabbi Sefarashi in Brachas Daf Mem Beis, there's Mashmet Tale, the few other people, not according to you, even though you're a glutton person, you want to eat a lot, but Tale for Yanashim Achim, any with darkest Tevea Ashir, that's called Beis Sviya. That's Shitas Rashi and Brachas. But there's another, before we get to the Maisa, there's another Machlokes. The Bialacha says in Kuf Pei Dalet Sivav, and the Omaska B'Zayis, he brings down a Prima Gordon that says a Chiddush Gadol. He says, it's Mistava, you need Sviya from bread alone. That's a Prima Gordon, it's a holds. Ladina, you have to survey from bread alone. Then it's Chayv Bichas Abaz Min HaTorah. And the same thing speaks out to Pnei Yeshua and Daf Mem Beis and Brachas. If not, if he's not Saveya from bread alone, then the Chiv is in the Rabbanan. So if you've got the bench, then you're not the bench over, because only Chiv is the Rabbanan. That's the Shita of Prima Gordon. However, the Bialocha, over there, where he quotes the Prima Gordon, he says, he's Mechadish, it's not the Prima Gordon. This is the way the Mishter Bura, the Bialocha learns in the Prima Gordon. He says, it's by him it's of a parshat, the Prima Gordon is only talking only when you eat things which you're not eating together with bread. Now, Moshe, let's say you're having potatoes, you're having rice, normally you don't eat that with bread. So, Mela, Kadayma, something like that. So then, you have to Sviya from Pasalon to bench, to Bechivim, because the Muslim in Atayah. However, if certain things not Malavs are Pas, then if he's a Masupik, if he benched or not, he doesn't make a bench, he doesn't bench over again. But let's say he eats things about love in the past. Let's say he eats butts of a dog. This is the case that Mishnah Berurah mentions. He gives this example. If I have meat, usually I eat with bread. Or dog, I eat with past. That's all this is malafs a past. or let's say I smear bread with peanut butter, or other things. So it's all mistarf together. So it's also mistarf to say smear. So since that's derech achila, so then if he fill his mesubah, if he bench or not, he has to bench over again. And saying the mashma holds the chazanish in simul amadalad, saisif kandalad, and shochan achalav of kusam eches, ois ches, and saying he speaks out the mechaspitim over here. By me is all sophic. How can someone forget? I can mention Borach Achreina, benching. How can you not forget? You benched or not? How can you have such a sophic? But that's, they talk about it. There's a famous story. I once had this maisa, but I mentioned to other rabbanim, they said they had the same story. Believe it or not, but it still happened. Someone calls, 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sure if I daven shachas or not. You never heard such a shaila? I had the shaila once. So I said, when did you think you finished that? He's in shul. Not sure I don't. I said, why don't you look at your arms? See if you have stripes marks. I said, why don't you look at that? He says, when I put on my straps, it doesn't leave a mark on it. So it's no simon. So I said, maybe ask your wife, when you left the shul. Find out when you left. You're there for an hour already, so you must have done it, And you still have a suffix after it. You still have a suffix after it. Call me back. He never called me back, so I don't know what happened. In certain shoes, maybe, yeah, you get a shikken before they daven. That's a problem.
Can they come up on Shabbos with respect? What is it? A situation where a person maybe has no
doubt. What do you mean? If they said Vitzay, you have to bench over. If you're not sure if you said Vitzay, I'm talking about the whole benching. The whole benching.
All right.
What? Right. No, you have to drink to be chalta savata. You have to drink. Yeah. No, you do need sweet. You need more. So chad deraisa. Deraisa in your bonum. All right. Let me go back. The kafa chayim. I didn't see. I don't have like call ID, but I have to picture the guy. Why do Lichter people get shikr all night? Also, you think only you think shikr is only by no. All right. Kafa.
You ever say if you didn't eat enough bread?
Yeah.
You
still have to bench over.
I'm not sure.
If they're born in the film.
Doesn't make a difference. If you're mesupik, if you said you would say or not, you must bench over even though chiv is your abonim. Doesn't make a difference. You have to bench over. So fush halacha. Right. The kava chayim in simen kuf pei dalad sif kat nechav brings down the ksav seifa and binyan shleima that says the first mesupik he had a shir that's chai b'chasam azayim and he's mesupik also. If he benched already, he doesn't have to bench again. You just tell me when you go to a Friday night Shabbos morning, who walks away table hungry? Everyone is kidei sphere. I think by Shabbos everyone's kidei sphere when it comes to Suda. So you never run a shadow about Ritzay. Certainly Ritzay. If you say if you get Ritzay, I think it says before you have to bench over. Okay. Huh? That's what he's asking. I think it says it's a good kasha. I have to be mine.
Shal should make a difference?
Huh? Shal should if you get Ritzay, you don't have to bench over.
And so if you're not sure,
you
also wouldn't bench
over. For sure not. Got it. There's an Aruch says that if you always have Shal Shudis, you have to bench over. But he's a Das Yachar. Everyone argues on him. All right. Because the Mechabes sheet is that the Evid could be Yitzah Shal Shudis with Paris or Mezainis or something like that. The first two Shudis he can, but Friday night and Shal Shudis he can. But Shal Shudis he could be the Evid. So maybe it's no Chiv Mamish of a Suda. So there's no Chiv Suda. Friday night is a Chiv Suda. Shal is no Chiv Suda. Shal Shudis the Shal is a Chiv Suda. So if you hold that you keep Yitzu with Paris, then comes out as not a Chiv Suda. So maybe if you get to Ritzay, you don't have to bench over. Right. However, the Mishabura speaks out. Over there in Sifkan Tezvav, he says, Ma'arayi, Leir Shemayim, Shemistatik, and Birch Birch Hazamazain, a person, it was Yir Shemayim, if the Subak, if he benched Birch Hazamazain or not, Shetai, Sheyito, Yadav, he should wash again, Vivarech Hamaitzi, Yerchak Zayis, Ozivar of Hazamazain, should be Machla himself, wash his hands again, because Mesich Das, I guess, and then he eats Gazayis, and then he benches them. And Kainda speaks out to Chazainish, in the Shura Mitzvahs, Eis Chav Gimel, which is typed to put it together, Eis Chav Gimel, says, Sofer, we added Kazayas, and Sofer, so to Sofer, he's Chai Bechaz Amazan, he should eat now more to Shabi Kazayas, so he should be able to Mechai himself Bechaz Amazan. Demison, there's a son of Sikha Arach HaShochan, a mighty Arach HaShochan, which is the gay of everything we said in the Shir today. And I'm going to quote what he says. He says like this, he talks about the whole union of Safik Brachas. The Gemara in Baba Kama says like this, Rama Mav. Is that time right this time? Yeah, okay. So, the Aruch HaShulchan is in Reish Beis Sif Katan Beis. He says he's Sey Gadol Lagabi Safik Brachas, which is again against Hilchas Brachas. He says, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Rama Mav. It's more, it says, Hi man, the boy, the Mahavi Chasida, you can't meal the brachas. If someone wants to be a chassid, he should be kai meal the brachas. What does that mean? So he says like this, he managed two shells to our case over here. When it's a Savit, even though we're paskin, Savit brachas ahakal, a chassid is mighty atzim, make kula zeh. And if the Savit we made a bracha by nefasha sanat, he's pata. However, a chassid will eat something else. He eats or drinks something else, enough of a shir, to mechayim himself by nefashis. Same thing also, he says, a son is a suffix if he made a bay pri eight, a bay pri adama. On this thing, a chassid will do, will take a bay, he's not sure if he made it by nefashis, he'll take another piece of fruit, which is eight, and he'll eat a kazayas, or something that's a bay pri adama, he'll eat a kazayas. And then he'll be able to make a bracha achreina. Same thing also says the Aruch HaShulchan. If someone's mesupah, if he added kazai, if chtechilas pras. So you have to eat within a shiur of 4 minutes, you mentioned. Some hold 3 minutes, some hold 7.5 minutes. You mentioned the shitas. But let's say he's more than that. What's the chtechilas pras? So, yom es adin, if you didn't have chtechilas pras, the sub brachas, you don't make it to suffrage our bottom, you say kula. A chassid will eat then again, eat again b'chnei chilas pras to make a bracha achreina. And he says like this: Chen chomin yisveikus. A chassid lo yisvach al atzvay. V'yasa kol shel yeitz asafik. He'll eat enough. He shouldn't have any sveikus. He shouldn't have any sveikus. That's what the important side the Aruch HaShulchan says. Huh? It depends. It was mesiach das or not.
No, but if
he stops eating now, and he says, oh, did I have a... He stops eating. He wasn't Mesiach Das. If he wasn't Mesiach Das, he has to make it a bracha.
If he made a bracha achreina, then he needs to make a bracha.
Well, it's a subject to make a bracha achreina. There's one more important halacha, which many people aren't aware of. It's Yisrael Gadol and Gantz Hilchas Brachas. It sounds Mesupik. We said, it sounds Mesupik if he made a bracha, it's Adama. So Amar says, Enesim Reish Beis, Sifit Ches, you have to make a bracha. You should make a suffix if you made bracha. If he doesn't over to Eitzah Adama, I don't know, I have something in front of me. I don't know if you make Eitzah Adama. Does it go from the ground or go from a tree? So the Mechaba Paschi, Ramah Paschi, and the Simresh Beis, Sifri Tres, you should make a bite pi Adama. If you don't know what bracha you make, if you don't know what bracha you're supposed to make, what bracha is on this? Is a shakal, Eitzah Adama, or maybe shakal, he doesn't know. So you make a shakal then. So Mishabu speaks out and Sifkom Peidad, he said Gadol. He quotes the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara and Brachas says that's only if you know you went through the Sugya and you know and came invited in. But let's say if you didn't learn the Halacha, you don't know the Halacha, you shouldn't eat until you ask a Shaila. Or learn the Halacha. Take up a Mishabu, take a Sefer, ask Hichas Brachas, look it up. And the same thing Mishabu speaks out and Simresh. So some of Brachas, what Brachas Shani you make, means you will know it went to halacha, and at the end you still don't know. But if you don't, but you stand, you don't know the halacha. That's not suffik brachas. Go call up a rav, or go go look it up in one Svam that had an English Svam that talk about these halachas. Look it up, so you won't eat right away. You'll have to wait a little bit. And same thing Mishpul speaks out Simreish Vav Sif Kandalit. His Chesk Shein Safik Laima Safik Laimin Adin Od Yivar Bay Pi Adama Avim Safik Laimach Shoy Lamad Laiyachal Atche Yomad Shanit Till You Learn. And the Chashuchim speaks out that Chashuchim. I didn't quote the last line of the Chashuchim. Now I'll quote it. The Chashuchim, last line in that Resh Beis over there, where Lenchis says he ends off B'Shem El Rab B'Shem Avizal, and also the Shari Tshuva brings it down in Simim Resh Beis Sifkan Chavches. The Poyta Atzmai, the Chol Dava B'Chashakol. Listen, I can make a shakol. Yeah, I can. I'm not sure who can make an apple, Eitzah Adama, or make the shakol. I don't know. So, if someone says, listen, I know the halacha is, the Mishnah says, alakav, you said shahakol yapata. Zakta shari tshuva, and also the chashon is from the Shem Arizal. That point asks the chodor of bicha shahakol, haray zeh bor. What's a bor in English?
Bor.
It's English word for it.
Bor.
Ignorant. Alright. Come on. So we see from others, a suffix. Is machlas on yediyah because you didn't learn or didn't ask a shayla? That's not called a suffix. Go be kolba shekolba rov, but don't. So you don't make the bracha.
You're right. You need the bor. But now the rest is going to eat it.
You shouldn't eat it. You shouldn't eat it. It's not a suffix brachas anymore. Go ask a shayla.
In the middle of the night.
What in the middle of the night? I get calls from...
You want somebody to call you at 2 o'clock in the morning?
They do. What? Yeah, but you don't make yourself a bull of chatzila. Okay.
I made a correction.
All right. One more Indian I want to talk about before we have another 15 minutes. A person is misupik, we said until now, a person is misupik. If he made a bracha or not, you say bracha v'hakol, except b'chas hamazon. If he had kidei svia, it's minatayah. So suffik made a bracha or not, by minatayah, you have to make a bracha. Now we're going to talk about, let's say you went a step further. You forgot to make a bracha, and you put the food in your mouth. Or you started drinking a Coke. And while it's in your mouth, you guys, oh, I didn't make a bracha mishayna. What do you do now? What do you do right now? There's a Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Amar Beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shaka v'hichnis eichel taipiv. If someone forgot and put eichel in his mouth, v'loi bracha. Misavka v'tzarecha d'birch. He should push it to the side of the mouth and make a mvarch. He makes a bracha. Tanya Chada. So the Gemara says, one man yama, in one place we learn, Bailan. You swallow out a bracha. That's one man yama. One baisa. But Tanya learned another baisa, potum. You spit it out, you make a bracha, and eat it again. The Tanya idach, misalkan. You learned it in another baisa that you push it to the side of your mouth and you make a bracha. So Chaita Stira, three different memories. So the Gemara says, like Kasha. Hard the Tanya Bailam, that says you swallow it, by is by Mashkin. Why? Because Mashkin, it's in Rashi speaks out, it's easier to put it to the side of your mouth after you feel you have more lugmov. You have a mouth full of drink, you can't push it to the side. And to spit it out you shouldn't, because your mouth said it. That's the way Rashi learns to chat in the Gemara. But hard the Tanya Palton, the media dilemmas. If I spit it out, the one will come moist. Then I can still eat it again. Then you spit it out. What a tanya, misalkam, the midin mimis. Something that's nimis, so you push it inside your mouth, because you're not going to eat again. So Gemara asks the kasha, the midin la mimis, things that's not mimis, now misalkam, since you don't get more, it's why you have to spit it out and make a bracha and eat again. Push it to the side and make a bracha. Lama, so Rashi speaks out, Lama li pata, the sakina tarecha, what do you have to spit out? Push it aside, you can make a bracha, and it could be a bracha that's understood. So Gemara answers, Mishum shenema yimala pito esecha. When you say a bracha to Rabbi Nisharam, it should be a full mouth. So it's possible to spit out and not come nimas, then we say you should be kaim out of the esecha. But if it's nimas, then we say not to masud eichlim, so we say push it to the side. The mechava in Arachayim, in Simon Kufayim Beis, Siv Beis, says like this. Shakach vehichnis eichlim tafiv, blay bracha. Someone forgot. This is part of the Gemara we learned. He said he forgot to put he put food in his mouth and he forgot to make a bracha. If something that not nimitz, you should spit out and make a bracha. But if it comes nimitz, then push it to one side and vach. So Mishbu speaks out, Yifaltena, Hainai Shepir Veikam, Bishasa Bracha, Mishdiksiv Yamala Peter Sech. That's the more we mentioned. The Aruch HaShulchan speaks out in Sifkot and Beis and Simi Kufayim Beis. He says, B'di'evet, if you misalk, if let's say something's not nimis, and I move it to side, I move it to the side, the tzad echad, and you made a bracha, the bracha is a bracha, even though he could have spit it out. In the Sefer Shaya bracha, in Perek Gimel Sifkon Chavav, he says, a chiddush from Shlomo Zalman. Let's say you're sitting at a table with a bunch of people, and you know by spitting it out, it's going to be minutes. For you, if you're eating alone, you can spit out. But in front of other people, it's moist to spit out. You know, food sounds right achila, but it's not etiquette. How you say it's not socially accepted? Okay, it's pasnish. Okay, nice. It's pasnish. It's not socially accepted. So then you're allowed to chatchila to move it. He said even chatchila, normal with two side of mouth, and make a bracha. What are you doing, bracha? Then you have to, again, the same halacha, you spit out. The same halacha. You didn't make a bracha. You make the wrong bracha. It's like you didn't make a bracha. That's the gabe eichel. The gabe mashkin, the mechavis says in Sif Aleph, in order to kufa and base Sif Aleph, shokach, lichnis mashkin, tefib loy bracha. If someone forgot, and he put mashkin, tefib loy bracha. Bailam, venu bach. Alein bracha v'shayna. He swallows it, and he doesn't make a bracha shayna. He doesn't make a bracha shayna. That's the Gemara we just learned. So Zakti Mishibura in Sifkat Na'alev, over there in Kufayim Bay Sifkat Na'alev, why? Because he has shit to spit out. Why? Because the mimis. He'll miss it, he'll get lost. The Gam the Salka, to move it to Sai Mouth Yesha, because it's Yesha, it can't make a bracha. His mouth's full, he can't make a bracha. So Zakti Lushi Srod, beyond the Shulchan Aruch, that if you only put a small mashke in his mouth and he can push it to the side, then certainly he shouldn't swallow it. He should push it to the side and make the shahako. Mishabur speaks out in Sifkot Beis, it brings out Maravam Eid that say the Mechaber is only talking, doesn't have other mashkin to drink. Then you're allowed to swallow it. Vudachik mashkin, he wants his mashkin, then the din is you swallow it. We didn't even have a bracha l'shayna. However, if he has, so Mishabur says, but let's say he has a whole bottle of can of Pepsi. So he has started drinking. He should spit it out, and he should not have enough from it, and make a shock on the rest of what he has in the can. And he says, "Chayin roi linig," and the sender speaks out to Hashulchan in Sif Cotton Days. Zok the bi'alacha. Bi'alacha comes says a chiddush. Bi'alacha is there in Dinner Maschol. V'einai. He says, I make all shalahafid and michaz yada. Let's say you have what to drink. I still have rest what to drink. Still, if you make all, you don't have to spit out. You don't have to make it someone who swallows it. So there are three reasons to this. Three reasons that I saw. It's a chiddush gadol what the bialacha says. What do you mean? The mishbush got to saying, if I have more to drink, I should spit out. So zakhtim fima gadim achiddush. Chiddush gadol. Fima gadim, over there is Esha Avram Sifkot Na'alev says. He says, since this mashkin, if I'm going to spit out, it's not really, it's nimitz already. It's not really ishti even. So Mela, I'm not drinking. So when I'm drinking now, it's not really to make a bracha anyway. That's what the Prima Gaon says. The Rav Yashiv on the Sefer and Sefer Brachas in page Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel. He says, Kemat the same reason. He says, the Isser Ahonis Lala Bracha is only when there's a chashivas to the drinking. But if the mashkin is moist already, is that it doesn't have a shame ma'achol on it. So maybe they have to make a bracha on it. See if I'm allowed to swallow it. Those are two svaras. If Shlomo Zalman comes with a chiddush gadol, with a different svar, kedaka b'kodesh. Shaya bracha in Perek Yud Gimel Sifkan Chavav, it brings home Shlomo Zalman a different beer. The issur to eat without a bracha is not issur mitzaratzmoi. It's just the chazal or machai the person to make a bracha. So if he can't make a bracha, if he can't make a bracha, there's no eating. There's no issur of eating. So he says, "Ivan, where you be masik derech by spit out on a mashke chachama wapatem from a haitis l'Hashem." So maybe you should not make a mavir achila or a shni b'yidayim because I'm spitting out your mavir b'yidayim. So maybe you're allowed to drink it without what do you call without without making a bracha, even though you have other mashke to drink. One second, let me finish. We're not talking about dini yet. Ramah argues. Ramah says, Yeshayman, Ravach Aleim. You make a bracha even though you swallow it. You make a bracha. Chen Mimika. So Mishnah Berurah says, Dina fila acha shabola. Stood out, you still Ramah holds, Yisamechan does Yeshayman, did you make a store bracha Yeshayna? Since he mentioned, so since he was Niska, while still his mouth, so it's Ke'en Oiva Siyosim still. And just he couldn't make a bracha. So maybe it's part of the bracha. However, the Mishnah ends off, Ladina, right price can hold like the day of Rishayna. That's after you finish drinking, you don't make any more the bracha of Rishayna, you only make a bracha achrayna. Like if you drank a shear. However, this halacha is talking about vaisais, that here pashas from everything we mentioned till now, that if a person forgot to make a bracha, he does not eat more to misake, and he came in misake, and he ate it, you drank it already, you swallowed it, too bad, since you already ate it. So it's not shaykh to misake. However, do you find in the Paiskim there's an Indian to Misakin? The Mechaba says in Simakuf Samach Zayin Sivches, the Mechaba says, Shaka V'ochav Labir HaMaiti, if someone forgot and ate and didn't mention it, didn't say HaMaiti. In Niske V'techa Suda Mevorach, if he mentioned himself, the Techa Suda makes a bracha. Loi Niske Asher Goma Sudasa Yen Mevorach. If he didn't remember, Tori finished his Suda, it doesn't make a bracha. It doesn't make a bracha in Shaina. So Mishavur speaks out in Sifkot Memches. He brings on Mishem Megavram and Shachreinim the meal. If it helps you to eat a little bit more, it's better to make a mitzi and eat. And even smash even less than a kazayas. And the reason to this, says the Shatzian, that is, you can do it to be yaitse shita saravit. The ravit holds, even if you're gama sudasai and you don't eat anymore, you still make a bracha on the pest. And the Shatzian says even further, Shatzin speaks on Sifkot Mem Zayin that even if you're sober, Mr. Dosai, if it's not cut by Achila, you should eat more. And there's an interesting Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva says in Sifkot in Simen Reshvav, Sifkot and Beis, that if someone has a front of him, that min. He should try it, if he swallowed it, he should try to eat, he should make a bracha and eat right away. Tech de Gibra. He should make a bracha on Achila because Tech de Gibra is still a chelik of the eating of even though he swallowed already. But still, Tachidiba, the bracha will go on that also. And same thing coming Mashkin also. You should drink, make right away bracha and drink right away. Should Tachidiba. Because some people hold that Tachidiba helps with bracha, brachas the mafreya. There's a Shuva Michesh Leima that quotes an interesting Eshel Avon from Das Kedoshim, a Chiddush Gadol, that says that this halacha of forgetting making a bracha is only talking to someone who knows how to make a bracha. Just he forgot. However, someone doesn't know how to make a bracha. He never learned. He's a fire person. He never learned how to make a bracha. And now you're training him to make a bracha. So Eshel Avraham says, since it's Gavril, as we call it Gavril Echazi, so it makes a bracha even after you finish eating. That's the Shita Eshel Avraham. And now it's the whole thing is talking, only if he knows how to make a bracha, just he forgot. But if he doesn't have to make a bracha, he can make the bracha after. It's a chiddush gadol. And 1 second, it doesn't say chiddush. Zardis argues the Michesh Leima. He brings down the Eshel Avraham and he argues. Nistava is no chiddush between the person who knows how to make a bracha or he forgot. Because he don't, and we paskin, you don't make a bracha again. And also, he has a big kasha on the Eshel Avraham. He says, the Mechavis says in Archaim Sim Reshchav Zayin, if someone's in the base of Kisei and he hears a thunder, after And after they did, he comes out of Beis HaKisei, he can't make any more bracha. Even though the Gavre was like chazin in the Beis HaKisei. Still, Afa Pikein, the din is that you don't make any more bracha. And then he also asked another kasha, which is a stronger kasha. Zmana Chazal, Balkeri couldn't make a bracha. So you don't say that after he was terrible, the mikveh should make the bracha then, to be making bracha on Freya. So therefore, he argues on Micheshleima. So Mela, Ladina, comes out, someone forgot. If he can, he should spit out, make a bracha. Tiviyotza Chaladeus. There's a ritva, interesting ritva. Ritva says a chiddush gadol. Ritva, the Shire Bracham, Paragimo, Sifka Safkid Chabav. I didn't see anyone else being on this ritva. Ritva says a chiddush. Ritva is on Hichas Brachas, Paragimo, Halacha Gimel. He says, all these dinim were talking about only the Shagig, and he put food in his mouth by mistake without a bracha. But if you put it in his mouth, it makes it. And he didn't make a bracha. And now he's doing tshuva. He wants to make a bracha. He has to spit out the chodes. Even David Nimes, you're not questioning us. The chalav mehefsed eichlam. He did it b'mezid. Then there's no way out. He has to spit out. And if he has more to eat, he should make a bracha then. Yes. What do you?
You can't make a bracha. You spit it out of it.
Huh?
Once you spit it out, you can't make a bracha.
On the rest. Yeah, it can't. On the rest. Yeah.
All these dinners, topics are only goes by food. Like the dying just said, if a person doesn't know if he made a bracha, he's clever and lightened. So what did he do? If he doesn't know if he made a shayyotza, what does he do?
It's topic brachas, you don't make.
You don't make it.
What happens if a person who's locked in
I would say if someone has such a shayla, I would tell him he should eat. He should eat mashu, because it's a bracha v'atolah. Kol vacher kotra moshe zisachumba mikadin.
He holds it.
Who's he to hold? He holds. So he made. Tell him. Call him up and tell him he made a mistake.
Are you allowed to make a bracha with food in your mouth?
Huh? The chatchila, you should take it out completely. But it's come nimis. Nimis, then we're not worried about malapiyah with shachadon. Okay. Shina tzvikim etz Hashem. I appreciate everyone coming in such weather. I don't know if I would come.
You said that if you swallowed already, you're talking about mashkin. Is that about Eichel too? If you ate Eichel and you actually swallowed it without a bracha, is there any? No, you see, you swallowed already.
So what can you do? You have to divest. You have to make a bracha.
Right.
Yeah, you make one, you see, don't do another. So you're right.
Guy comes to take something, cookie, and then you say, "Oh, by the way, it's Chodesh. Yod Yashin. Yod Hadina.
Yod Hadina.
Yes, it's good. Yeah, so you have to use your mind. Even though he holds the dina, because there are sheets like that, he's a mashu, like on a tiny.
Rabbi Allen asked something last week, he had an idea about when you were talking about if you have a barrier less than a kazayas, and you said, no, you only have one, a barrier less than a kazayas, go to Rishud. And he said, yeah, if you're potent in this time, and he said, yeah, but what about the idea of a shlemus? If you have shlemus, you can make the bracha. He said, oh, yeah. So he said, what about this idea? Make the bracha on the shalem, but then cut it in half with your teeth over there. And so I see over here on the Piskei Tshuva. He said, yeah, that could work. I see Piskei Tshuva. He discusses exactly that case. And he brings down the to say specifically that doesn't work one way, but once if you made the bracha on the shalem, the only time it would then work is only if then you made it a point now of only completely swallowing then the one half, and then later on swallowing the other part of that. Take a look here in this paragraph with 50, with number 50. Here, take a look. This paragraph is number 50 on the bottom. He's saying the only way, because once you made the bracha on it with this shalem, then the only way you could get around it. See, this is 50. We're pointing with the Ben Ishai and others. Is it Ben Ishai and others?
Yes, all half of it.
I'm saying, but that wasn't part of your case last week. I'm just saying, so now the only way to take care of it additionally is to go around it, right?
I know.
Yeah.